I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another segment. I'm Penny Wolfgang in for Buddy Shula this week. I don't know if you are aware of the fact that November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. And to talk a little about that with us is somebody that I'm sure you're familiar with. We've spoken to several times before, Kelly Clem. And Kelly is a nurse and the VP for Clinical Education and Patient Advocacy at Hospice. And thank you so much for joining us again, Kelly. Can you explain what is very important, is the difference between hospice care and palliative care? I'm sure people are not really that familiar with the difference.
Yes, it's quite challenging for us because it really does represent, our name represents two distinct programs. But so many people think that they're one and the same. And it's partly because if you look up the word palliative care, hospice will come up as many of the links will be represented. So even the internet doesn't understand us. But if I can make it very simple, the reason that most people think that they're the same entity is because they do the same things. And there's two major goals that both programs try to achieve. The first is what we call symptom burden relief. So if you have a disease and you are suffering either physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, financially, or socially, both programs, hospice and palliative care, seek to alleviate that burden, that symptom burden. We also help in both programs with complex decisions around your health care. Should I go into a nursing home? Should I have another round of chemo? Should I try a second opinion? All of those questions, we don't make the decisions for patients and families. We just help them understand what those decisions entail. The difference between the two programs, where the fork in the road is split, is when you consider when you can access the programs. So in hospice, many people know that it is for an end-of-life prognosis, and the government actually puts a time frame on that, 6 months or less. The palliative care program, however, is for any chronic debilitating disease without a time frame. So if you're newly diagnosed with cancer, with congestive heart failure, with COPD, with Lou Gehrig's disease or ALS, with dementia, all of those diseases have a very long trajectory of care. And in palliative care, you can access the our services at the beginning of that diagnosis. Because if you go back to what I said, it's because we help with all of those symptom issues that you will most likely experience, not only from the disease, but from the treatment. So the similarities are that we try and help you feel better. We try and manage all of the decisions that you have to make. We work with your family, we work with your doctors, but the difference is that hospice is reserved for the 6 month or less prognosis at end of life, whereas palliative care can come in much earlier when you're first diagnosed.
So that is really easy to understand when you explain it that way. And right. But I think most people feel that when you say the word hospice, or you even, you know, consider hospice, that you are death is immediate. And so it's right. That's why I think that you have to explain the difference that yes. They are eligible. Now, who is eligible for hospice care and for palliative care? You know, how so will...
The eligibility for hospice is that you would have a prognosis where your physician, who knows you best or knows your disease best, would be able to let us know that based on what they see, that they believe that the end of life is within a 6 month time frame. Now, I will caution you that we have patients who have been in our program for 2 years. Okay. So it's not if your life doesn't end in 6 months, we don't kick you out, but it's just a reasonable guess because that, you know, an educated guess, if you will, that you are at the end stage of your disease and you have to live in Erie County. For us to provide services, or if you live outside of the county, we have to get permission. But it's basically that you have a prognosis of 6 months or less from your physician, and that you reside in Erie County, and that you're willing to accept our services.
And
so those are the criteria.
And how would a caregiver faced with serious illness know if they need the services? How would they be able to determine, oh, this is the time when I need either palliative or hospice help?
And the triggers are really the same for both. And I guess it's important to let your audience know that they don't have to figure out which program they fit into. We will help them figure out which is best. We won't put you into hospice if we think that you'd be better served in palliative care. And certainly if you're in palliative care, you can certainly, once you are eligible, move into hospice. So we help you with all of that. But people would know that they need services if they are uncomfortable at home because of their disease, if their symptoms are not being managed by the treatment plan that is already in place, if they are going to the emergency room a lot, if they find themselves feeling more tired and more burdened every day, and they just can't seem to get a handle on what's going on. If they're bombarded with all of these decisions around their healthcare, and they're like, I don't know what I should do. My sister did this, but my aunt did that, and they chose two different things, and they both did okay. What is the best course for me? So a lot of times, all we do is have a conversation with people, and we never really start up program services right away. It's really just best to call us when you're feeling burdened by your disease, when you're finding yourself calling your doctor, you know, throughout the month, when you're going to the emergency room because you're having this increase in symptoms or increase in issues, and you just can't seem to get on top of your disease. And that's really the best time to call us.
I think many people feel that you have to be in a hospital or a nursing home to call and get help, but that's not true, is it?
No, not at all. In fact, most of our referrals come from family members sitting right across from their loved ones at the kitchen table or in the living room. It really is just looking at somebody and saying, I'm tired. I can't do this anymore. I need some help. And that's why our tagline is help starts here. And as I said, we're just here to be a resource. And then as those needs increase, we have the programs that can serve both needs. And we work with your physicians and with your family to make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Both of those are so important, because a lot of what you're saying is the difficulty is for the caregiver, even more than the patient sometimes, because they can't handle it, or so much to handle.
Yes. It, the caregiver burden, especially in this day and age where the caregivers themselves are sick, right? They're up in age, or they have their own family issues that they're trying to deal with. And then they have to bring mom or dad into the home, or they have to run across town to make sure that things, that those are all the things that we're expertly, you know, equipped to help manage. And I think that's probably our greatest resource is, you know, I always say, patients are easy. Families are the ones that are really, really struggling. And we have social workers and home health aides, and we have, you know, spiritual counselors and so many resources available in the community that we can reach out to. So it's really, it doesn't make any sense not to, to solicit our help when needed.
Help starts here, you mentioned, is a tagline, and that's exactly what we're trying to tell people here in this segment. If you have need help at all in any of the aspects, areas that you talked about, or probably even to know if you're eligible. If you or your loved one is eligible. So how does one who's interested in either help for themselves or a loved one get in touch with someone from your organization that can help provide the guidance they need?
Yes, you can simply give us a call. Our number is 716-686-8000, or you can go on our website, hospiceandpalliativecarebuffalo.com. And either way, we'll be able to contact you. And I just want to reinforce, it really is just a conversation. That's a hard phone call to make, right, Penny? It's really frightening when you think, oh my gosh, this is a call that could, you know, result in me ending up in hospice or palliative care. But on the flip side of that, this is a call that could end up giving me the absolute help that I need, because they're going to take a look. We take a look at the whole picture of what's going on in the home or in the nursing home or the assisted living facility. We don't just look at the specific diagnosis. We take in the whole of what this disease is doing to patient and family, and we just want to help. So just have a conversation with us.
And I think what's also important message is every person's situation is different. Every individual has like different issues. So that's why you need to talk to someone like, you know, like you or someone in your organization.
Right.
Find out, like you said, what level you're at and what help, you know, what level of help you need.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. We customize the plan of care based around the patient and family goals, not what we want, but what they want. And we have such flexibility and such an extensive repertoire of interventions that we can meet whatever needs are there. We just have to understand what you want, and then we can give you what you need.
And so many millions of people I know over the years have been helped by just by calling or making the call or getting somebody, like you said, to go over the symptoms or the problems and the situation, like a trained person such as yourself or somebody that in your organization. And that's why it has such a wonderful reputation. But on the other hand, I'm glad we're talking about this because, as I said, sometimes people feel they're afraid. Oh, by calling or saying the word hospice, it means that they're going to, you know, pass away tomorrow and they're afraid to face it.
Right. And with palliative care, it's even less frightening a call. Let me just give you a quick example. So if you're struggling with, you know, a cancer diagnosis, many people out there with cancer know that the cancer isn't what causes all the symptoms. It's the treatment. You know, you're sick, you're fatigued, you're not eating, you're having difficulty with with just your daily functions. And yet the chemo is working, the radiation is working, but you feel lousy, right? So, and sometimes that chemo and radiation has to be delayed because you're losing weight. You're not keeping, you know, your energy up. And that's what palliative care is really good at. We take care of those symptoms so that the chemo and radiation can be successful. And so it's a complementary type of service with your therapy that you're receiving, whether it's congestive heart failure, cancer, or COPD. We actually extend life. Both programs actually can extend life because we're managing those symptoms.
That's just a very, very wonderful way to phrase it, you know, that we can extend life. Or, as you said before, help starts here. That's the important message. I want you to leave with our Big WIC listeners. And I also would like to, again, repeat the phone numbers and the website that people can use for further information.
Yep. Again, that phone number is 716-686-8000. And the website is Hospice and Palliative Care Buffalo.
Thank you so much. That was really, really informative talking to you, Kelly.
Wonderful.
Clem. Thanks for listening.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.